This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on a patient named William Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, William W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was December 14, 2022. The paragraph patient profile, Mr. Jordan's an 83-year-old male who was admitted to Mission Point and he also is under hospice care. The paragraph chief complaint, he is here following hospitalization for sepsis and rectal ulcers and a sacral wound, period. He was found to be septic and treated with vancomycin and azoxystrobin and the outset C. difficile. Treated with vancomycin orally, period. He's finished the antibiotics, period. His condition is poor, period. He has had a stroke about 20 years, resulting in left hemiplegia. Now there's a contracture of the left hand, period. He was treated also in the hospital for urinary tract infection, had fever and altered mental status, period. He has marked poverty of speech, but his sister told me that he did speak to her and just tell her to let him rest, period. He seemed to nod and shake a little bit, but for the most part, most information was obtained from his sister, and he could not provide me much, period. He was comfortable and not in pain when seen, period. Information was obtained from records and from his sister, period. He has a history of congestive heart failure, but that's controlled. He's not short of breath, but is on oxygen, period. He is said to have coronary artery disease and COPD in records, period. He has a history of hypertension. It was up at the time of stroke especially, period. After a stroke, he was mostly independent, period. He stayed at Rosehaven for quite some time. And then he was at Kith Haven, his heritage briefly for a few years. Then he went to Kith Haven for about 6 years. And then he was hospitalized, period. It was around November 17th that he was found to be very ill with a 3-centimeter ulcer in his bottom area. And thus he was sent to the hospital, period. New paragraph. He was in the hospital almost a month, and he comes to us on hospice care because his prognosis is very poor, period. He has a suprapubic catheter in place due to urinary retention, period, or possibly also due to the wounds, period. He has had loose stools and diarrhea, period. He's incontinent of stool, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no current fever or chills. I, unable to get a clear history from his sister on vision, ENT, no pulling at the ears or sore throat, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum at present, cardiovascular, no minor palpitations. There's a past history of congestive heart failure, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. He's incontinent of stool, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, but he's incontinent of urine. He has a suprapubic catheter in. Musculoskeletal, he has contractures, especially of his left hand, and is weak all over, but worse on the left than the right. Neurologic, he has left hemiplegia and has poverty of speech, period. He couldn't answer me anything pertaining to orientation, period. Skin, he has wounds of his buttocks and sacral area, period. The rest of the skin was dry and warm without major rashes. New paragraph. Mental status, he has poverty of speech, period. His affect seemed okay, period. He couldn't answer me the questions about orientation. New paragraph. Past history. Stroke, and he's bedbound now. He's had umbilical hernia, diverticulosis, anemia, that's iron deficiency, urinary retention, benign prostatic hyperplasia, cataracts, gastritis, glaucoma, COPD, essential hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, bilateral cataract, cystoscopy, IVC filter, Newkirk family history. His sister tells me that both parents died at 91 and they had no major illnesses that she could recall, period. His sister is healthy, period. There's no report of any stroke in his family, period. Newkirk socialist, he smoked in the past but not lately, period. There's alcohol use in the past but not lately, period. He comes to us from the hospital, and before that was at another nursing home. And before that, he lived for a while in a senior apartment, Rosehaven, period. Between Rosehaven and Kithaven, he had to stay at Heritage Manor, which is this current building, period. New paragraph allergies, lactulose, new paragraph medications. He comes only on morphine, 5 milligrams PO every 4 hours, PRN, and Xanax, 0.25 milligrams PO every 6 hours, or sorry, every 4 hours PRN for anxiety. New paragraph allergies, lactose, and that's more of an intolerance. New paragraph examination. He was not acutely distressed, but he's very debilitated with poverty of speech. Blood pressure 130 over 76, temperature 97.6, pulse 93, respiratory rate 16, head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva are grossly normal. His right eye deviates to the right, and he has limitation in the range of motion of the right eye, period. And left eye seemed to move with me, period. Oral mucosa is dry, but otherwise clean, no redness. Ears normal inspection, hearing difficult to assess, but he sometimes seemed to answer with nods and shaking, period. Neck negative for mass or thyromegaly. And was relatively supple, period. No nodes. New paragraph, lungs. Quiet breath sounds, no wheezes, no crackles, limited effort to breathe, period. Percussion was normal, period. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Fetal pulse is diminished. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, period. He has a suprapubic catheter in place, period. Neurologic, he has severe left hemiplegia, almost virtually complete, period. The right side is a bit weak as well, but not as bad as left, period. He has had poverty of speech, but may have been fatigued, so I'm not clear if he's got complete dysphagia. I mean, or aphasia, period. Sensation grossly intact. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. He has a left hand contracture, period. He has increased tone and decreased range of motion of all limbs, period. No acute synovitis or inflammation anywhere, period. New paragraph, skin. He has the wounds of his buttock, which are dressed, and sacral area, period. Dry everywhere else and palpation, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Jordan has had a stroke with severe debility, period. He was hospitalized with sepsis and urinary tract infection and severe wounds, period. He's completed antibiotics, period. His condition is poor and his prognosis is poor, period. Three, he's had congestive heart failure and uses oxygen, period. He also has a diagnosis of COPD, period. These seem to be relatively stable, period. Four, he has urinary retention and prosthetic heart plate and has a suprapubic catheter, period. Five, he's under hospice care, and I will continue the PRN morphine and Xanax, period. I will follow him at the nursing home, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.